Today is Wednesday, July 24th, 2024. Now, I am sure at this point, everyone has heard the announcement that Joe Biden, our current president, is going to step aside and not run for a second term. He has decided, I heard this on Sunday, like everybody else, but it was like just a couple minutes after he posted that letter on Twitter, because I saw that. And, you know, I don't know if it was relief or what, but I kind of just sat here and like, oh my God, what happens now? And then I was thinking about all the different reasons why he would step down. Of course, this horrible debate performance, whatever. Good reasons why. And then I was thinking, you know, I thought about this for, you know, several hours on Sunday. And I was thinking, you know, eventually I came to the point that, you know what, it is true. Because I started watching all the coverage on TV, and ABC was going for hours and hours and hours with this. I was just kind of stunned, and I didn't know what to think. And I thought, well, why did he make this decision? And as I said, I was thinking about this for hours. And by dinner time, I was talking to my husband all about it. And I came to the realization that, yes, this man actually is putting country first. When he ultimately made that decision, he realized that the future of the country is bigger than me getting a second term. I think he made the absolute right decision. I think I feel bad for him because, you know, he worked so hard his entire life, and then to come down to not to basically having to step aside. But he's 81 years old. We've seen the way he performs or the way he talks and stuff, and it's a little troubling. And it was time. And all these Democrats who were coming out, I was getting mad at them, saying, no, you have to stick behind Joe and be with Joe and, you know, get him reelected and all of this. But the more and more Democrats who were coming out, you know, vocally saying he needs to step aside, he needs to, you know, rethink this whole idea. You know, I think he actually did come down to the decision that it's more important for the country than it is for him. So I applaud his decision. I have loved him as president. He's done an amazing job as president. And I think I'm going to miss him. However, shortly after that, he endorsed Kamala Harris to become the next nominee for the Democrats. And like the minute he said that, things took off for Kamala. The fundraising, crazy historic amount of fundraising, the Democrats, not just her campaign, but the Democrats as a whole, the total amount of money that they have raised since Sunday, $250 million. Again, that's not just for her campaign, but for Democrats. Like, people donated to the Democratic Party and not necessarily to the Harris campaign. I mean, she got $81 million in like 2 days. So, I mean, I think people are excited about her being the candidate. It's pretty unprecedented in such a short time. Today's Wednesday, and this happened on Sunday. And everyone is excited. All the Democrats came up, you know, and spoke and said that they are behind her. They will support her. They will fundraise for her. They will, you know, get out on the trail and stump for her. I just find it amazing. Of course, I totally 100% back Kamala. Now, I will say just one little brief thing here. I may say her name wrong because my husband's been getting on my case since Sunday. I'm saying Kamala, but I know that's wrong. It's Kamala, like Pamela, but Kamala. Or, you know, so I have to catch myself and say her name correctly because my husband's getting so mad. He's like, you cannot say her name wrong. But, everybody knows who she is. It's Kamala Harris. And I support her. I haven't donated yet, but I'm going to donate to her campaign. Anyway, back to the excitement. I think this, you know, seeing her so energized and coming out and being so enthusiastic and so, like, It almost reminded me, I got a little bit of a feeling of the Obama campaign, that everyone was so excited to have, you know, him on the ticket. And now having her, I just got chills down my back thinking about it. I'm really, really, really happy. I love her message. I support everything that she does. I really do think that she will easily win over Trump, because now he's the oldest man nominated by a party to run for president. So he's the old guy now. And there's been all these memes out showing these horrible pictures of Trump looking really, really old. You know, and she's not going to take shit from him if and when they debate, because Trump's already trying to back out of that. She's going to say it like it is. I think that she will call him, you know, former President Trump convicted felon. Like, she will, you know, call it like it is, say it right to his face, and just, you know, I think she's going to be good. I really do think she's going to be good. Oh, my watch is dinging. Big Fatty just finished a 3-mile walk. Good for you, Big Fatty. So anyway, I am really, 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 really excited about Kamala Harris. Now, the next thing really is, who is going to be her vice president? Now, I believe they have 4 names up for vetting. She's already got a law firm, I can't think of his name, who runs a law firm, and they're doing the vetting for, they posted 4 names, Andy Beshear. I was going to look this up. Oh, but first I was going to play this little quick video. Kamala Harris was giving her first speech at her first campaign rally yesterday in Wisconsin. So let me just play a couple minutes of this, and then I'll continue on. Because this is how excited, if you hear this crowd, they're just as excited as I am about it. Let's listen.
So it is good to be back in Wisconsin, and it is great to be in Milwaukee. As many of you know, our state campaign headquarters are in this city. Yes, and that there is a reason for that. The path.
Oh, why that? What happened to the audio? Oh, shit. Something happened to the audio. Oh, damn it. Why did that not? Oh, I don't know why it's not playing. Anyway, that was her first campaign rally in Wisconsin. She was basically saying the road to the White House goes through Wisconsin. She knows that's a battleground state, so of course she started her campaign there. Now, I was mentioning before, I'm sorry you're going to miss that audio. I don't know why that has stopped playing. But now that one makes me wonder if the we'll see. Anyway. So, who is going to be her vice presidential pick? Let's see. Kamala VP pick. Let's see. They've got some names already. The short list of Democrats who could become vice. No, let's see. Can I hear this audio? I don't know.
Dear younger self.
Oh, commercial.
I know that clear skin seems impossible.
Sorry
right
about
now,
that.
But you'll realize that the journey's about progress, not perfection. It's about celebrating life's wins, big and small.
You got this.
And being proud in your skin.
Oh,
I
shit.
I want you to know that the confidence you project will inspire others.
Let me go back and see if I can play that. There she
is. So it is good to be back in Wisconsin, and it is great to be in Milwaukee.
This is the audio I was trying to play before. For some reason, it came back on. So let's listen to this.
As many of you know, our state campaign headquarters are in this city. Yes. And that there is a reason for that. The path to the White House goes through Wisconsin.
Yes.
Yes, it does. And to win in Wisconsin, we are counting on you right here in Milwaukee. And you all helped us win in 2020. And in 2024, we will win again. Yes, we will. So Milwaukee, I want to start by saying a few words, and I could really speak at length, but a few words about our incredible President Joe Biden. It has truly been one of the greatest honors of my life to serve as vice president to our President Joe Biden. Joe's legacy of accomplishment over his entire career and over the past 3.5 years is unmatched in modern history.
That's true. All right. Yep. Now it goes into an ad. Anyway, I'm going to go back to her VP pick. Now, she gave that speech. So let's see. I'm going to have to play that ad again. Let me just go here. Okay, so here are some possible picks for her vice president. Josh Shapiro is the governor of Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania, again, is another battleground state. We really need Pennsylvania. I think he's at the top of the list. Then we have Roy Cooper, who is the governor of North Carolina. I don't really like the state of North Carolina. I think they're backwards on certain things, but he is a Democratic governor of a conservative red state. So that's really interesting. He's another choice. Mark Kelly from Arizona, the senator. But see, now I don't want him to be selected because he has a Senate seat that we need in the Senate for 2024. And the problem is, if she picks him, then the governor of that state gets to pick who replaces him for the rest of that term. So I guess it's only until January or whatever, but even so, unless the Democratic, a different Democratic candidate can win that that seat, then we're stuck. You may be losing one Senate seat for the Democrats. Anyway, so that's Mark Kelly from Arizona. And the last one, oh no, actually there's a couple more. Andy Beshear, who I mentioned earlier, he is the governor of Kentucky. Again, a Democratic governor in a very red state. So that would be a good one. I guess, you know, they choose these people for what they can bring to the ticket. And if they can bring their state with them to the ticket, then that's one more state in the plus column. Then there's a couple of lower level ones. J.B. Pritzker, who is the governor of Illinois, Democrat. And then they mentioned, I'm surprised they have him on here, Pete Buttigieg, who, of course, I would love for him to be vice president. But you know what? I can already tell you right now, some of the people who we could have brought over to our side will not like, first of all, electing a black woman, an Asian woman, a woman, and second of all, a gay man. You know, and we might be over that by now. I'm not so sure, but I think he needs to hang on for a little while longer. He's young, so he can wait a couple of years. And Gretchen Whitmer, who is the governor of Michigan. Excellent. Gavin Newsom is the last name on the list here. And again, I would not want to have him in there. I have loved that man forever, and I think he would be a great president. But I don't think she should pick him. I think it should be either Andy Beshear, Roy Cooper, or Josh Shapiro. So we'll see. She hasn't made that selection yet. If I were to go to the news just to check to see. Oh, God, the news is about Netanyahu addressing Congress. Let me just tell you, I went to get my haircut this morning, and Netanyahu was speaking at a Jewish temple early this morning right near our house, and they had every freaking street blocked off. I couldn't even get to my haircut. I had to park in a parking garage and walk to it. I guess I'm mad about that, but this happens in D.C. all the time with these dignitaries who come in town. He's now speaking at Congress. So this was early this morning. He was at this, having a, I don't know, a service at the Jewish, what's it called? I don't know. It's near our house, and it's literally like four blocks away. And they had every road blocked off. Anyway, all right. I do not see anything about Harris's VP pick. So I guess we'll see. All right, I think I've been talking about this enough. I think you know that how I feel about it, and I'm very happy, very, 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 very happy with the events that have happened in the last 4 days. And I'm right behind her. I'm right with her, and I hope you guys are too. So you know, it's really important whether you're listening to my voice and you never vote, you should really make a point to vote this year. Anyway, I'm moving on. Okay, so in the last podcast, I asked you about sending text messages to the voicemail line because I wasn't sure if I could get text messages. And sure enough, I can get text messages. And we got three text messages. And the very, very first one was from Gary. And that was on the 16th of July, so probably right after I posted the podcast, because he usually chimes in pretty, I mean, he listens to the podcast as soon as I post it. Yeah, so he texted on Tuesday, July 16th, when I posted the podcast. Hello, I'm getting old. Oops, wrong one. Anyway, so... And Gary, so he texted and he says, "This is Gary. Did you get this text?" And I wrote back, "Hi, Gary. I got this text message. Thank you for texting." So thank you, Gary, for being the very first person to text the Archer Radio text line. Now, I'm a little concerned about Mr. Gary because this was last week that he texted, but on Sunday, he passed out at a Pride rally and it looks like he smashed his face on the concrete on like the sidewalk or something. And he posted on Twitter, he posted the picture on Twitter and on Facebook, and he says he's okay. But, oh my God, his face is all scraped up. I feel so bad for him. Gary, you need to take it easy, because he said in his Twitter message that he his magnesium was low and it made him pass out. So, Gary, be on top of that. Take your magnesium so that you don't have this happen again. Because that really concerned me when I saw that picture of you. So I hope you're doing okay, Gary. And, of course, you could always text me and let me know that you're doing okay, Gary. I appreciate that. And also for the text message, too. Okay, so the next text message we got was from Moose P. Listen to this. He wrote, "This is a test. This is only a test. If this had been a real text message, I would have said something important like, just listen to the podcast and really enjoyed hearing it. But alas, this is only a test, so I won't say anything complimentary." He says, "This is the end of this text message." I find that so funny. "Now go out and drink too much Virginia wine, Moose." Thank you, Moose. That was from Moose P. He's so funny. I really did get a chuckle out of that. And I wrote him back saying, "You are too funny, Moose. Thank you for the text message." Thank you, Moose. And then we got a one that I have no idea who this is from, because you have to leave your name with the text message because I don't know these phone numbers. I don't call y'all back or anything. But this text message was the last one that came in, and it says, "Hello, this is the gray ghost of Pride 48's gone by." Now, I need someone to help me with that one because I don't know what it means and I don't know who it's from. So whoever that is, text me again. I didn't text that one back. Shit, I need to text. Well, I'll text them back. I need to know who that was from because I thought that was cute because they mentioned Grey Ghost, the winery that we like to go to all the time, and Pride 48, which is the, you know, gay podcasters. So thank you all for the text messages, and I really want the Grey Ghost of Pride 48's gone by to text me back and tell me who you are, because I don't know. Anyway, thank you for the text message. The text messaging is working. If you want to text me, you can text the voicemail line, 202-709-3029, and text me. All right, now, I need to wrap this up. I have a voicemail from Scotty the Little Aussie Battler. So let's listen to this voicemail from Scotty.
"Watch it, Scotty, or the Battler. Oh my gosh, I can't believe how long your voice letter line takes to answer the phone."
I know. Listen, I have no control over that, I don't think. It's the voicemail, Google Voice, and it rings like six times, I think, before it will answer the phone. So, anyway, sorry, Scotty.
"Long as Big Fatty's hopeless line. Anyway, just about got the whole train from my house to the city in the time it took your thing to answer. I'm running across the road, hope I don't die. Oh my gosh, oh my gosh." Well, listen.
He's running for the door.
"I know you're pod fading these days."
No, because, I'm not.
I don't know why.
I podcast once a week.
Trip to Boston and whatever, and jet setting around America. But what do you think about my second cousin, Kamala Harris? Harris for president. Yeah, it's got a ring to it, doesn't it?
It
president
does.
Harris. Anyway, I'm sure you're going to comment on this. I still think she has a very slim chance of winning because, let's face it, there are millions of dumbass, white trash Americans who will vote for Trump. Oh my gosh, I mean, what do we do? Okay, love your show, love your work, bye.
Bye, Scotty. Thank you so much for the message. Well, Scotty, if you listen to the podcast, you know how I already talked about Kamala Harris and how much I am so excited for her to be president and to run. And I think she's re-energized Democrats and she's been rolling in the money. So I'm very excited. And yes, I do know that she is a second cousin of yours. So that's great. Yeah. Thanks for calling, Scotty. And he actually called the phone number because he's got that phone plan now that he can... you know, call other countries. So, all right. Well, Scotty, thank you so much for that message. And of course, I always encourage everyone else to call too. All right. Well, that is all I have to say. It's a short nothing. It's 21 minutes. And I know I messed up the audio and all that stuff earlier. I'm so sorry about that. But, you know, that's life. And, you know, I'm old, so. Downtown. All right. All right. Okay. So that's all for today. Thanks for listening. And thanks for having subscribed. And vote for Kamala Harris. Until next time, bye.